Well, let's welcome in Alexander Ulloa. Am I saying it right, Alexander?
Yes. Yes, you
yes!
are.
All right.
I'm like 1 for 12 so far during this thing. Alexander is 9 years old.
Yep.
He's from Medford.
Yep.
He's here with his mom and dad,
yep.
Alex and Marie. And you were diagnosed with something called diamond blackfan anemia,
yep.
DBA. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never heard of it before. Do you know what it means?
It means that I don't make enough red blood cells.
And there you go. Let's make it simple.
Yeah,
it,
that,
right there.
I can understand
there
that.
There you go.
And believe me, I need you to make it simple for me. Now, here's the other thing. As I understand it, Maria, it's genetic, and you've also got this same situation, right?
Correct. It runs in my family.
And did you guys have an idea that this might be Alexander's plight as well as you went forward?
We were looking out for it when he was born. We were hoping that wasn't the case, but we knew it was a distinct possibility.
Now, Alexander is a cool cat. I can just tell. I can tell you're cool, and I want to get a couple of things out here. We gotta establish some things. One, I know you're into video games, right?
What?
Are you into video games? You like video games?
Yeah.
Tell me the best video game out there right now.
Ratchet and Clank.
Why?
Because it's about like this made-up character, like a Lumbax.
Yeah.
With a little robot on his back, like a little buddy.
Yeah.
Michael's nodding like he knows what a Lumbax is.
I'm learning here. I'm learning something.
You get to get cool guns.
Oh.
And you get to pick where you want to go into each planet.
This is involved. I love this.
There's one where you can slide down a rail with these cool shoes.
Oh, wow.
Michael's going to have to go get this.
Sometimes there's even tiny little bums on the rails.
I like the planets thing. You go to different planets. How about the – I know you're into movies, too. What's the best movie? What's the best movie I can watch right now? What's the last good movie you watched? You said, oh, man, Mom and Dad, we got to see that again. That is so good. Or I need to go see this movie. Best one.
My favorite, Alexander and the Horrible No Good Very Bad Day.
Oh, yeah. The book that became a movie. Or the
yep.
movie that right. became a book. Yeah, that's a pretty good
or
one.
Or a video game that became a movie. Ratchet and Clank became a movie.
Okay.
Ratchet and Clank did, yeah.
See, I'm telling
How about
you.
That? Michael just learned a few things.
I know.
That's this pretty
is,
good.
This is you should be on the Dork Podcast.
You should. We talk about all kinds of video games.
We talk about video games, ball. Movies. It's cool.
What about sports teams? You like the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
My favorite, even though he retired, my favorite will still be Big Poppy.
It's a great choice.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I got a book for you to read. I'm going to get that to you. I know you guys came off vacation to come on the radio, which is that's pretty cool in itself. Hey, I'll go on the radio and I'll go back on vacation. But we're going to get your information. I'm going to send you that book. I'm going to sign it for you.
Oh, okay? Wow.
How about that?
Thanks. That's
I'm going to get
cool.
it signed for you. All right? Don't worry about it.
But Alex and Maria, how has he been through all of this? How has his spirit been? I mean, he's obviously got a lot of energy right now,
exactly.
but how has he been?
He's been great. I mean, you know, we go to the Jimmy Fund Clinic, and they really do a great job of making sure that the kids don't dread coming there, even though they're going for medical treatment. They're so supportive. I mean, everybody from, you know, the administrators to the volunteers to the nurses. I mean, you couldn't ask for, you know, a better support system.
I'm going to ask Alex, not Alexander, this question, because I learned earlier there's a difference. Alex, how does all of this disrupt family life?
In pretty profound and significant ways. But we have a lot of support. A lot of that comes from Dana-Farber. And a lot of that comes from our neighbors as well and from really from the city. You know, it's one of those things where to donate blood, growing up, as you know, I did off and on without really understanding the profundity of it until Alexander was born, really until I met Maria. So every drop of blood that is donated and that he gets in his transfusions is a gift. It's life, really. But in terms of how it's affected family life, it's made us stronger. In interesting ways, in certain ways that don't always necessarily reveal themselves right off the bat, but it overall, I would say that we are stronger and getting stronger.
To say in ways that you wouldn't necessarily predict. For example, what is one of those ways where it's made you stronger and you just wouldn't even guess that unless you went through it?
Something as elemental as sitting in the room, sitting in the Jimmy Fund Clinic, and watching him go through the procedure, and sometimes personally, I have a tendency to maybe think too much. And but over the years, you learn through technology and whatnot that you can sort of calm down, concentrate on your breathing. And then, so those are lessons that I can impart to my son. And when I see those lessons manifest in him, to me, it's part of growth.
Alexander, how do you explain to your friends that, this is what I have? Do they ask you questions? And if they do ask you questions, what do you say to them?
Really, when I tell them, like, I get blood transfusions, usually they think it's probably scary and, like that, because, I gotta get a shot, like, every month. And sometimes it doesn't work. Like the first time my dad took me, I had to get stuck twice.
Mm. So how'd you deal with that?
Oof. No, it wasn't that bad.
No?
His birth again stuck three times.
You know what, Alexander? You have given us words to live by today. Alexander Yuloa, mom and dad, Alex and Maria, thank you guys very much for coming in. It's great to meet all of you.
Thank you very much.
Alexander, he's going to get you that book now, and I expect you to read it now, all right?
We need your...
About Big Poppy.
We'll get your address, and we'll get it to you, all right?
All right, guys. Thank you. Thanks for coming in.